with respect, dealing with resentment. Again, as I said, we have intelligence. And whatever it takes to deal with resentment, we have to do that. Some of us may be more rational than emotional. If you are more rational, then we need rational analysis. And when there is things are rationally analyzed and explained, then we are able to calm down. Some people are more emotional than rational. So if they feel hurt, if they're hurt by one person, you know, if they're sheltered by someone else, if they feel loved by someone else, they cared by someone else, then that's enough for them. So all of us are different. And we have to find out what is our need, so that we can deal with whatever it is. When we say that by practice of Krishna consciousness, say emotions or desires will be dealt with, the practice of Krishna consciousness is inclusive. It's a matter of Krishna consciousness. It is not just chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is vital, but chanting Hare Krishna is central to developing our relationship with Krishna. And developing a relationship with Krishna means using whatever He has given to us in His service. So if we have to intellectually process certain emotions so that we can deal with them, that's what we should do. Now most of us, we have been born and brought up in a culture where rationality is quite valued. And although we may have our particular natures, if things are explained systematically, that helps us. So if we are also able to analyze systematically, it helps us. So generally, with respect to the principle of becoming Krishna conscious, that is universal. With the practice of what makes one Krishna conscious, there are certain standard practices like chanting and hearing and associating with devotees, worshipping the deities. But with respect to, say, introspection, with respect to processing of emotions, whatever we need to do, we should do. Now, with respect to practicality, we have to find out what is our need and we get that fulfilled. So it is said that the shoe that fits one leg bites another leg. So, you know, for one person, intellectual analysis for processing of emotions, it's vital. For another person, I just feel burdened by this. So if they feel like that, that's fine. So we have to find out what is our need and adapt ourselves. In Krishna consciousness, the standard practices are meant to direct our consciousness towards Krishna. But when we are going towards Krishna, we use all that we have in His service. So if we have introspective nature, we have analytical nature, we have a extrovert nature, whatever it is, we have to find out how to accommodate the nature in a way that we can use it to move towards Krishna. Does it answer your question?
Brilliant.
Thank you.